We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, finishing up the Maisa with Sancheriv. Sancheriv came with a huge, huge army to try to attack Klai Yisrael and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He already, 10 years before, the Melech Ashur already took care of Melech Yisrael, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim, sent them into Golis. And he actually came to do the same thing to Malchi Yehuda as well. He even offered them to reposition, move them somewhere and give them a good land. And he didn't say it was better than Eretz Yisrael, like I had the Gemara before. And Lemaisa, Chizkiyahu found out from Yishayahu and Avi, they're going to win, that just hold strong, and Sacher is not going to win. And Kachava, Sacher, with a Moir de Ganes on Leil HaSeder, Hirichatzi Alayla, a Malach came and destroyed the entire army of Sancheriv. And a few people were saved. Rabbi Yechon said there were five saved. Sancheriv, his two children, Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan were saved. Lemaisa and Nebuchadnezzar, Sancheriv went back home. And we're going to talk about that a little bit when he went back home. Amar Avol. And Moli Mikro Kosov, not for the Pasuk, the following Pasuk, Yef Shalom Roy. You can't even say such a thing. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Payemahu, on that day, Yigalach Hashem, Besar Haschiro, Hashem will give a haircut with this huge razor, Ba'ovri Nahar, Ba'melech Ashur. When you go over Nahar and Melech Ashur, Es HaRosh, Besar Aglayim, V'gamas HaZok into Safa. And also the beard, what are we talking about over here? So the Gemara explains like this: Also Kutcha Brichu ve'idn le'gavre sava. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes that an old man showed up to Sancheriv after he got back home. Amaleki also zgavi malchim mizruch amayriv daisesinu libanayu. We have before that he brought together with him 45,000 princes. A prince is the son of a king. That means he took children of other royal families with him to war, and they're all dead. He says, when you meet them again, what are you going to tell them? We are their children. You killed them. My amritu, what are you going to tell them? So Amalahu, so Sancheriv answered, Ahu gavru hu pach nam Yosef. I'm talking very scared about that. What can we do about that? It's a good question. I'm not sleeping it up because of that. Amalei, hechi navid, what should we do? Amalei, so the old man told him, Zil, on top of Tzagvav and Aleph, v'shari nafshach, go disguise yourself. This way they won't be able to recognize you. V'mai ishni, well, how should I disguise myself? Amalei, zil aisi le mispara, bring me a scissor, v'gzayach, and I give you a good haircut. So, v'gzayach, and I'll give you a haircut. M'hechi aisi, where should I bring the scissors from? Amalei, u'lahu besa, go to that certain house, v'aisi, and bring me a scissors. Also, he went to that house, Sancheir went to the house to get a scissors for this old man who's going to give him a haircut. Also, achchinu, also Malachi Asharis, isn't like a gavri. In that house were Malachi Asharis, they look like people. They were grinding date pits. They were grinding things. Omalei, hovali misbaram. Could I have scissors? Omalei, techoin chad, you have to pay for that. Omalei, techoin chad griva de kashisa. Go grind for us one griva of these pits. And I'll give it to you. Tochan chad griva de kashisa. So that's what he did. He had to work. He ground some date pits, and they gave him the scissors. And that's shot in the beginning of the pasuk that says besar haschira. So we touched to mean a big razor, but we touched now haschira means he had to pay for it. He had to be soicher it, rent it. Besar haschira because he had to work for it. And it says ba'avri nahar. It's things that happen in nahar. A grinder is done usually by a water mill, and therefore that's also avri nahar in the pasuk. So he brings back the scissors to the old man and he says, yeah, I have my scissors, give me the haircut. So we all the part. Also, when Tommy got back, Ichshik was dark already. The old man says, Zil Aisi Nura, bring some fire, I need some light. Also Aisi Nura, he brought some fire, but had the Konofakle, he was blowing the fire in order to make it bigger, the old man started blowing it. Astibe Nura Vidikna. The fire caught in Sancheriv's beard. And now he looked very funny. So besides for his haircut, he had to cut off his beard as well. Also, Gazil Reish Vidikne. Now he went and gave him a haircut and a beard cut. Omru Hayin Nechsev. That's trying to pass over. Gam Es Hazakin Disafa. Also, the Zakin will be destroyed. So he landed losing all his hair, basically. Zacher. Omru Papa Hayin Darma Inchi. Girasel Arama Shaper Le Isle Nure Le Vidikne. He says Girasel Arama Shaper Ape means if you burn the guy and looks like it's a good job, so then burn his beard. And you won't stop laughing at him. He'll be a great object of a good practical joke all the time. if, you know, this is just a saying that you say, you know, that once the guy, you see the guy enjoys it, just give him a little more. And just making fun of Sancheriv, how he just, they just played around with him until his beard burnt off and he looked like he's supposed to look. I'm sure going to. Al-Kaponim, that was what happened. So now, Ozal Asher Dapam Tevus of the Noach. He found a daf, a board from the Teva of Noach. The Sancheriv found this. Oma Hainu Eloha Rabba. This must be the big God, the Shezvin El Noach Butufana, who saved Noach from the Mabel. Some of the Farshim say that he felt like he was also like similar to Noach, because Noach got saved from the Mabel, and he got saved from this huge magefa of all his soldiers getting killed, and he was saved. He felt, he looked at himself a little like Noach. And he says, this must be the Elohar Rabbah, this must be the Getchka that saves Noach and saved me. Omar, so he said, if I go now somewhere, I will shech both my sons in front of you. Shamu Benoi, he didn't look to see who was listening, and the sons heard about this. Shamu Benoi over Katlu, and they killed him. He was bowing down to his Avayuzar. Based Nisrach, we had mentioned this passage before. And now we're teaching Nisrach, a loshon of Neser, a loshon of a board, the board of Noach, of Noach's table. His two kids, Adamal Sharatza, hit him, Becherev, they killed him on the spot, and that's how Sancheriv met his end. First of all, losing his entire huge army of millions of soldiers, and then he got killed by his two sons. Zogt Gemara Vayta. We mentioned before about the Mechama of Avraham Avinu against the kings, and we also mentioned over here before a little bit about kings. So that's Rashi's the Arab Malachim, that we're talking about Malachim. So therefore, we want to bring the pasuk of again about a Malach of the, and the, this is by the Mechama that Avram fought against the four and five Malachim in Parashas Lech Lecha. So the pasuk says like this: Vayichalik alehem lailo hu va'avodov vayakem. The pasuk lashon is that vayichalik alehem lailo hu va'avodov vayakem. Yirid tefei matchayva asher mismoil l'damesek. Let's say it in pasuk. So what does it mean vayichalik alehem lailo? So pasuk means it's middle of the night. But the Gemara wants to ask something else. Amar v'yechno isem malach shesdam le'avram lailo shemayim. He had a malach who helped him out, and that malach was Lailo Shemoy. That was the name of the Lailo. That was the name of the Malach. His name is Lailo. Shnem about Lailo Oma Harigava. You find in the pasuk, it says Lailo says that a certain person will become pregnant. So you see that there's a Malach called Lailo. That's what means of Cholikim and Lailo. The Hemshech HaGemara is that Rashi says that before we had Malachim or Idmi Ke Bnei Adam, could be that's also the Hemshech over here, because it says Malach Hashem. We're saying it means a Malach. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan says, that Yosef means the Malach, name is Lailo. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, I'm a different shot. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, I'm a Sha'asa Ima Maisei Lailo. That there was done for him, Maisei Lailo, which means the stars fought for him. Shanema, we find a pasuk like that by Sisera, by the fight of Sisera against Barak, where Barak won. It says, Min Shemayim, this must be in the Shiras Devaira, it says, Min Shemayim Nilchamu HaKechavim Misilosam Nilchamu Im Sisera. It says the stars came out and fought with Sisera. And it's before in the Medrash, what the Pshat there was, that they were wearing this heavy armor, and the sun, and all the sun and stars came out and shined against these armors until it became boiling hot. And they had to run and jump into the water to cool themselves off, and they drowned in the water. That was a story with the army of Sisera. But you see that the stars came out to fight. So the same thing happened over here. But Cholik Malaya means, Maisa Laila means the stars, and the stars fought for Avram. Omra Shlokish, Tovah the Nafcha and Bar Nafcha. I like Nafcha's Pshat better than Bar Nafcha. Ritzach Nafcha is the second Pshat. First Pshat is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is called all of the Shas Bar Nafcha. What's the reason? Either because his father was a blacksmith, that's what's called Bar Nafcha, or because Bar Nafcha means someone very handsome. And Rabbi Yechanan, we know from the Gemara of Mansiya that he was very handsome. Zot Moravait, it says by the Mechama of Avram Vinu, it says, V'yishma Avram kinishba achi v'yorek es chanicha v'lida beisa yishmein esa shloishmeyais v'yerdoif ad don. He chased them until Don. What happened in Don? Rabbi Yechanan. Kivin Shabbos, the tzaddik adon, Rav Avinu got the don, Hoshash Koichai, his koyach, his power weakened. Why? Rav Avinu Bonam Shasidim Lavad of Erezar of Adon. He saw that his Enikloch will do of Erezar and Don. Where was that? By Yeravim ben Avot. Shnemar, it says about Yeravim ben Avot, by Yosef Mesechod, he made two calves, two golden calves. Yosef Mesechod beves El, Vesechod Nosam Bedon. So when he got the don, his koyach got weakened. That was Rasha. And also by Nebuchadnezzar, also when he came to capture Israel, lo nisgab achigila don shnemar medon nishma nechras asusav. You see that Don is a place that was muchon leperonios because of the vaydazara that Yeravam placed there. Amram Zerim, afegav the shalach Ravidu ben Zerim mitzivim. His haru, he said three things. He said his zara was zok and shalach tamudu machosayin. So first of all, be careful to be mechabed a Talmud Chacham that lost his. Forgot his learning. Machos einsoi. He got a sickness. Forgot his learning. Be careful, mechaved him. Veziru vezaru bevridim krab Yehuda, and be careful when shechting a oif that you shecht the vridim as well. That's the jugular and other veins in the neck. You should make sure to shecht them. And the reason is because by a oif you don't salt. Usually you don't salt the oif as much as you salt a behemoth because by oif they usually roast it. And since you roast the oif, so therefore. When you roast the oif, all the blood drips out. If you don't open the veins, you don't cut the veins open, all the blood will not leave. Therefore, be careful to read them, Rav Yehuda. Vizharu b'nei Amaretz, remember the Torah. Also be careful with the children of Amaretz, because for them, Torah will come. They've come to Miracham and give them covet. Even though the parents are Amaretz, since they are themselves to Miracham, we should give them covet. So, even though this is what he said, ki hom mils medin li. You still medea, passion means the b'nei Amaretz, you still idea them this following idea, which will be a nice few lines, but the idea is that anything, any good deed someone does, they get schar for. So you tell the Bnei Amaretz, you were zoicha to become a big Talmud Chacham, it must be something that your parents did, even though your parents are Amaratzim and they're not chashuv people, but they must have done something good to be zoicha for this. And we'll find, even by a non-Jew or a guy who does something good, he would be zoicha to certain things. And it starts like this. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu asks Hashem like this. Hashem, ki I know whatever you do is right, and I'm still going to argue with you. I'm still going to ask you a question. Why is the way of Rishon so successful? All the people who do Averis are so calm, and they have Shalva. The tatem gam shorshu yelchu gam asuperi, and they have offspring and they have children. What is pshat? Like what's pshat and shat thing? Like why there's such big rishon? Why would there be matzliach? And why would Nebuchadnezzar be matzliach to be kovish yishlayim? Like Rashi says. So hadle the answer Yirmiyahu. My hadle what the answer Yirmiyahu? They answer him this pasuk. Ki es raglayim ratzta v'yaluchav eich teschara es asusim uva'oretz shalmat v'teach v'eich tase v'goy nayarde. Which is going to mean, we'll see in a second, that if you think he got that, you can only imagine what a real tzaddik would get. The guy fellow says, you know what, I could run three parsois and outrun horses in a swamp. And now what happened was, there's one guy, one runner, was he started racing him. They raced 3 milim in the Abasha, 3 mil in dry land, vanilla. And this runner got, and this guy was running against the runner, got tired. So then he turned to him and said, you just said you could win a horse, 3 parsois, which is 4 times the amount of 3 milim. And you said you could run in a swamp, you're going to beat a horse. Here, you couldn't beat a person on 3 mil in dry land. Even 3 milim you're tired. Imagine you have to run 3 parsois. And if it was dry land, you still got tired. In the swamp land, you got tired. So the same thing over here. You also Yirmiyahu. The reason why Nebuchadnezzar was zeicher b'kavish lahem is because you ran 4 steps. And I gave him all that payment for that. Ma mischa, we'll see what the 4 steps in Nebuchadnezzar did. We'll see it in the Gemara coming up. He ran after my covered 4 steps. He got all the schar. At the Tamiya Kashin Vishalim, you're going to be even more wondered when I pay him the schar, Lavrom Yitzhak of Yaakov, Shirotu Lefonai, they're right in front of me, Kesusim. Alachas Kamo, you know how big their schar will be? Hainuch Siv, that's behind the Pasuk that says that Lenevium Nishbar Libi Bekirbi, Roch will call it Smoisai, Hayisik Ish Shikur Gevavar Yayin, which means that, like Rashi explains, Nishbar libi, the Navi means Avram Mitzvah Yaakov. Nishbar libi b'kirbi, kloymar tamati aman zcharon. It's a pillow on the schar of the Navi of Avram Mitzvah Yaakov, what they're going to get. Now, honey, huh? We're going back now. Yeah. No, the Seder Gemara, I'll just read a period of what we just read today. What? Sadekah Hashem, he said, like, why the Sotzalecha? So he said, you know why the Sotzalecha? Because they did something well. And Kavachoymer, if you think, look at what the Bukhara has got for 4 steps, you know what the Tzaddik are going to get? It's, you can't even imagine what they're going to get. If you're wondering on his schar for his 4 steps, imagine someone who runs in front of Susim, the Rav Yitzchak Yaakov, who did much more, if they're going to get much more, you won't even, really, can't even imagine what they're going to get. Sahani dal p'siya ismahi. What are the 4 steps that Nebuchadnezzar took? It says in the pasuk, "Be'esahi shalach meroidech beladin ben beladin melech bavel svarim meshum kicholach eskiyo." So it says in the pasuk that at that time meroidech beladin ben beladin was the melech bavel, and he sent a special present to Chizkiyo haMelech. Why? Svar Mechaz go, because he heard that he got sick and got better. We know that Chizkiyo got very sick and was about to die. And Yeshayo even came to him, came to him and told him he's going to die. And Lamaise turned to the wall and he davened a major tefillah. And because of that, Hashem gave him another 15 years. He was almost terminally ill. He was ready to die. And it was a huge nes, and we'll see a little more details in that nes. And he got better. When he got better, so this king of Babel sent him presents. The Gemara says, because he got sick, so the Melech Babel sent him presents. The Gemara says, in. Literally, because it was a major Mephis. What was the Mephis? Achaz was Chizkiyahu's father, who was a big Rasha. And the day he died, Hashem made a nace that the day only lasted 2 hours. We lost 10 hours a day. Why? Because we don't have to get like a royal funeral, a state funeral. You don't have to get, because he didn't deserve it. We wanted to bury him right away when it's still light. So they had to bury him right away. He didn't get any type of levaya. He did not get a recovered levaya at all. Stay shoyos, only 2 hours. When Chizkiyo got better, Hashem gave back those 10 hours. The day Chizkiyo got better was 22 hours of daylight, of day. Because he got an extra 10 hours, and always daylight is always better to heal someone. In LA, the chesiv is in the pasuk. Hinini meshiv es tzel hamaylois. Tzel hamaylois is like on the sundial. That's at its whole time. So meshiv es tzel hamaylois is shayarda b'maylois achaz. B'Hashem es achran es es hamaylois. B'toshav Hashem es hamaylois. Gave back the es hamaylois hamaylois shayarda. They gave back the 10 hours. They gained 10 hours. Amalei, so the Melech of Bavel, who woke up from his nap, and it was still the morning, he thought he slept through the night and woke up the next morning. He was all upset that his Avadim did not wake him up and let him sleep from his afternoon nap until the next morning. Only, my head, what's going on? Well, why didn't you wake me up? Amalei, no, it was the same day. We just gained 10 hours today. Amalei Chizkiyo Cholash Ve'etbach, that Chizkiyo got sick and he got better. There's someone in the world like that, and I'm not going to send them my greetings. So he sent a letter to Chizkiyo saying like this: Shama lemalka Chizkiyo. First of all, peace to Melech Chizkiyo. Shalom lekarat Yerushalayim. Peace to the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom lo rabba, and peace to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the thing he sent. Now Nebuchadnezzar really was a safrei de Baladan. He was the scribe of Baladan. So who's Shaid Lava Hashem? He wasn't in the room when they wrote that letter. He also Amalahu, we asked him, Hechi Kisi, what do you write? Amalahu, Hechi Kisi, that's what we wrote. Amalahu, Karis Lo, Alakar Rabba, you're calling him the big God, because you're like, Besav, you're right at the end, you first do Chizkiyah, then you're lying on him, what's going on here? This is your right. Shom lekar rabba, shom lekar dushlayim, shom lekar chizkiyo. Do that order. Amalei. So Meredich told him, "Kirayin digas or ilu avivanka." You're the one who wants to change it. You go be the shliach. So he tried to run after the shliach. Rod basrei. Kid rod arba pesiyos. After four steps, also Gavriel v'alkmei. A Gavriel came and stopped him, and he couldn't move anymore. If Gavriel would not have stopped Nebuchadnezzar, the corner of his name show. Not being at the corner of his name show, it means that Chas Hashem, Rashi says, we could have destroyed the Gans Klai Yisrael. So you see that these are the four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took to go run for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, he was zoicha to a lot of success, all because he ran those four steps.